Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Tes. By popular demand, we're going to start on Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, the last four lines. You remember that the Gemara brought yesterday a brisa that went through the history from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until the Beis HaMikdash, and how it was split up into different segments and different periods of history. So, for instance, we had the 40 years inside the Midbar. Then Klal Yisrael went over to Eretz Yisrael, and they were in Gilgal for 14 years. Those 14 years were the years of Kibush v'Chiluk. First 7 years there was Melchama against the locals. After they were Kovesh, that's the year, that's what we call it, 7 years of Kibush. After they were Kovesh, Eretz Yisrael, and the Sheva Amamim, then the next 7 years they split up the land according to the Nachloi, among the Shvatim, and within the Shvatim, they had to go and be Mechalikid among the Mishpachas. So it took another 7 years, it was 14 years altogether. During that period of time, there was no formal Mishkan, there was just a Mizbeach, which the Gemara refers to the Bamas Tzibur, which was in Gilgal. Gilgal is not far from Yerichai. During that 14-year period, because there was no Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash, it was what we call Heter Abamos, where everybody can go and bring their kabanas on their own front lawn, on their own backyard, and the Gemara give an example, or on their roofs. Okay, good. After that was over, after the 14 years, then they had the benefit of the Mishkan in Shiloh. That Mishkan in Shiloh lasted for 369 years. 369, wow. A very long time. After that, the Mishkan Shiloh was Chorev, that took place at the time of the Ptira of Eli HaKoyin, that had to do with the fact that Eli HaKoyin had let out the Oroin to go and lead Klal Yisrael in the Melchomis, and unfortunately, the Plishtim, that was a bad boo-boo on the part of Eli, and the Plishtim captured the Oroin, and they held on to it for the next 4 months or so. During those 4 months period, that Oren caused major, major damage to the Plishtim. Initially, they parked the Oren in the same place as the church, if you will, of Dagon. What was the name of their Avodah Zarah? It was called Dagon because it had a fish-like appearance, like a dag. And they woke up the next morning and finding that the tall Dagon statue had fallen to the ground and broken to smithereens. And then they decided to move the Oren from place to place, wherever the Oren went, there was a huge magefa to the locals, until they said, Sinishgit, let's go and send the Oren back. Then they sent the Oren back with oxen, and the oxen had no leaders. They just went on their own, essentially blindfolded, and they came to Kiryas Yearim, and the Oren was there for a while, and after that, it went over to Ir David, where it stayed until the binyan of the Bayis Sheni. Now, during that period of time, the Gemara refers to that as Noiv and Givoin. Noiv and Givoin was two separate places. Initially, after Shiloh, Klal Yisrael and the Mizbeach and the Bama Gedoyla was in Noiv. This took place for several years, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. And why did it all end in Noiv? Because Shaul HaMelech was very upset about the fact that Noiv Er Kehanim had helped out Dovin HaMelech based on the Lashon Hara of Dori Koadoimi. Anyway, eventually what happened is that Noiv became Chorev and Gesundheit, and Yid moved on to Givoin. So that Noiv and Givoin period took 57 years. At the end of that 57 years, Shloimeh HaMelech had built the first Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara goes through that, Gesundheit, four lines from the bottom. Oil Moed Shebe Noiv and Givoin was Chamishim V'Sheva, 57 years. I mean, how do I know? Dechsev. Vahi Kaz Kiro Yasaroinu Olekim. When they told Eli HaKoyin about the fact that the Oroin had been captured in battle with the Plishtim, Tana Kishemes Eli HaKoyin, when he passed away, so we didn't really finish off the first pasuk, but the first pasuk, Vehi Kaskiris, or another Kim, talks about the fact that Eli passed away. If you look at the number 10 on the side, Vehi Kaskiroi Es Aroinu Lekim, he heard Nebuchadnezzar, the terrible story about the Aroinu Lekim being captured. Then he, Eli HaKoyin, fell back from his chair backwards. He passed away. Anyway, so when he passed away, says the Gemara, three lines in the bottom, then Shiloh, that Mishkan that had been standing there for 369 years, during which there was the Isser HaBamais, you were not allowed to bring your own carbon. Then they left Shiloh Ubal Nanoif. They came to Noif. And in Noif they were for a number of years. And Kishemes Shmuel HaMasi, when Shmuel passed away, Chorv and Noif, then Noif became Chorv, Ubal Givon, and then they came to Givon. Uksif. Now we're going to learn a little bit more about the period of time in Noif and Givon, during which there was Heter HaBamais. And that was 57 years altogether. Now, how do we get to 57? From the time that the Oren settled in Kiryas Yearim, which was when the Pelishtim sent it back after the destruction of Dagon and the local communities, now the Oren is back in Jewish hands. It's in Kiryas Yearim. And the days were many. Vayiu Esrim Shon, until they added up to 20 years altogether. But you know, Kol Beis Yisrael Achri Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, Klai Yisrael was following after Hashem. They were all desperate for a new Beis Hamikdash. So now, they were 20 years altogether. So the Gemara now dissects those 20 years. Hani Esrim Shona, those 20 years, first we start off with, is Esr Shona Shemolach Shmuel Be'atzmai. During that period of time, Shmuel was the Melech on his own. We don't really mean Melech, because Shmuel was not a Melech. Shmuel was a Novi, Shmuel was the last Shoifet, and of course, there was Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, same Shmuel, naturally. He was the final Shoifet of the period of the Shoftim, and he was the transition man from Shoftim to the Melachim, the first Melech being Shaul. In fact, Shmuel was the one that anointed Shaul to be the first Melech. So it says that of those 20 years, the first 10 years, Shmuel was on his own in the leadership role of Klai Yisrael. After that, he went and anointed Shaul. And for the first year after that 10-year period, Shemolach Shmuel v'Shaul. Then Shmuel and Shaul were overlapping. Overlapping meaning that Shaul was already full-fledged Melech. However, he didn't do any major decision, didn't take any major decision without consulting with Shmuel. So anytime he was faced with a political issue, he immediately faxed or emailed or called Shmuel on the phone and said, we got to deal with the following issue. So for that first year, they were working together, so to speak. So that's why you have 11 years, 10 Shmuel on his own, 1 year the overlap, and then after that, Shmuel passed away, and now Shtayim, Shemolach Shaul. Then Shaul was king on his own. So far we have 10 plus 1 plus 2 is 13 years. But we need 20 years altogether, because we said that the Oren was 20 years in Kiryas Yearim. So now, B'sheva did David, 7 years of David HaMelech. As we'll see momentarily, David HaMelech, in fact, was king for 40 years. However, the first seven of the 40 years, he was only a local king in Chevron. Then at the end of that seven-year period, his influence and his reign went throughout Eretz Yisrael, and that was the final 33 years of his 40 years. Tachsev, top of the Yom, and Vahayomim, Mashem Malach, David, Al Yisrael. Altogether, he was Mem Shana, the Chevron Malach Zayin Shanim. In Chevron, there were 7 years. That 7 years was what we just spoke about. That concluded the 20-year period. And then there was 33 more years thereafter. So bottom line is, says the Gemara, we had altogether the 20 plus the 33.
Shaul only had 2 years of reign. No,
yeah, he would have been, could have been, should have been longer, but he sinned egregiously by not killing Agag. Agag was from Amulek. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be, the Amulek should be finally destroyed once and for all. However, Shaul did not listen. He had Rachmanis, and the Gemara said, you learn from this, don't be a Rachman when the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be an Achzer, and don't be an Achzer when the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be a Rachman.
He didn't follow the Agag rule.
He didn't follow the Agag rule.
Ishbosheth, Shaul's son.
It's not mentioned.
He overlapped with David. He overlapped. He's parallel with David. In terms of chronology, it doesn't matter. Because David, his malchus ended, and it was parallel with David. There was one with David in.
And Shoshu was only for a year or something to that effect, so it was not significant. So Yomar doesn't itemize its
back. And it didn't succeed. He was assassinated by the two grain merchants.
Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, So we're trying to figure out 57 years. We're trying to put together 57 years of Noi V'Givoin, which was the period in between the Mishkan Shiloi and the Binyan Habayis Harishon. So how do we have 57? So we already had 20 years. What were those 20 years composed of? 10 years of Shmuel, 1 year of overlap is 11, 2 years of Shaul HaMelech on his own is 13, and then we have David HaMelech's first 7 years when he was in Chevron. So 7 plus 13 gets us to 20 years. But after that, David HaMelech continued to be Melech for the next 33 years. So 20 plus 33 comes out to roughly 53. Very good.
Roughly, exactly.
Exactly? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Gan Zula Toiva. Gan is 53, so there's 53 altogether. And finally, Shlomo HaMelech went and built the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't do it on his first day of inauguration or coronation. It took 4 years. Like it says in the Gemara, Ubishloi Meksiv, Vayachaliv Noisoi, Bishnas Arba Lemalchusoi, in the fourth year of his reign. If therefore, if you add 4 to the 53, you get 57 altogether.
Wow.
Now, says the Gemara, now that I know that it's 57, I'm going to work backwards. Nishtaira Lishiloi, Shloi Shmeois, Vishivim, Choser Achas. We have for Shiloh, we have altogether 370 minus 1, which means 369. How do we get to a cheshbon of 369? Okay, so you recall, the Pasuk says, in the beginning of when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Vayhi b'shmoinim shana v'arba meyoy shana. It was the 480th year to the time of Betzeis Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, 480 years since the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayivin Abayis Lashem, and then he built up the Beis HaMikdash for Kodesh Baruch. So therefore, from the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim into the Midbar until the Binyan Bayis Harishon, there was a period of 480 years. How do you get 480? So let's go through the Cheshbon. The first 40 years they were in the Midbar, right? So you have 40. Now we're down to, we only have to make up the next 440. So after that 40, we had the 14 years in Gilgal. So 40 plus 14 adds up to 54. And then after that was Mishkan Shiloi. Put that to the side for a moment. After Shiloi was finished, we have another 57. So if we add 54 and 57, we get to 111 years. And it says it from, and then at the end of that 57, at the end of 111, that's when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, like we just had. So we have 111, which we're subtracting from 480. So 480 minus 111 gives us 369. So therefore, by default or by deduction, we have 369 years, for Shiloh. Right? So again, 40 in the Midbar, 14 in Gilgal, Kibbush V'Chilik, 369 of Shiloh, then 57, and then finally, the first Beis HaMikdash. Good. Everybody's happy. You Barry, it's a freedom.
Deduction is the word.
Baruch Hashem.
Okay. 40 minus 369.
Yeah.
Good. Brother Shai is
also happy. Thank you
itemized deductions.
Itemized deductions. Okay. So now we move over to the next Gemara, Bol and Noi V'Givayin. What does it say in the Mishnah about Noi V'Givayin? At that point, there was the Heter Habamais. So Heter Habamais, of course, means that since there was no Beis HaMikdash and no Mishkan, you're allowed to go and do your own thing in terms of bringing karbanis, but not everything. On those bamis, you can only go and bring an oilo or a shlomim, like we had in the pasuk klevosim ad ota elamenucha v'alanachla, and then ish kalayosher bi'enav. Ish kalayosher bi'enav means you brought yeshareis, whatever you wanted on a voluntary basis, and the only voluntary karbanis that the Gemara refers to are the oila and the shlam.
So yeah. No priests were necessary?
No priests were necessary. That's correct. In fact, we had that in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to talk about that in greater detail on the Amid Beis in Yirtza Hashem. Okay, so anyway, how do I know that during the period of Noiv V'Givayin, which was smack in the middle between Shiloh and the first Beis HaMikdash, that during that period of time there was Heter Habamis. So, the Tanabana state in the Braisa. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael about the 14 years in the Gilgal, and he's saying that during this period of time, as well as sometime in the future, there will be Heter Habamis, because at the conclusion of that pasuk, Kilevosim ad Otel Menucha V'Lanachla, you haven't reached yet the point of Menucha V'Nachla, because when you reach those points, you will not be able to go and bring your own private kabbanis on a private bama. You're going to have to go and bring your carbon inside the Mishkan of Shiloh, or in the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim, but in between that period of time, the 57 years, he'll be able to go and have Heter Habamis. Now, Zokti Mora, how do I know that this period of 57 is smack in between Shiloh and Yerushalayim? Because the Pasuk says, K'li Vosamat Otel Menucha Bel Nachla, El Menucha Zu Shiloh. Why is Shiloh called Menucha? Because Shiloh was after the 14 years of Kibbush V'chilik. During the first 7 years, they were fighting the enemy, and during the next 7 years, they had to, within the ranks of Klal Yisrael, work out the splitting of the land, which presumably was also a major issue that took time and patience and all the rest.
A lottery, yes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, bottom line is, after the 14 years are over, now we're at the Menucha, and the Menucha was what we refer to as Shiloh. Nachla Yerushalayim. Why is Nachla called Yerushalayim? The Gemara is going to bring Psukim on the bottom of the Omid and on the Omid Beis that Yerushalayim is called Nachla. So that bottom line is, Loma Chilkon, why did the Torah say that nowadays, when we're not at Menucha or Nachla, we're not in Shiloh or Yerushalayim, Ish HaToiv, Ish HaYosher Be'enav, you can go and bring Karbonos, which are Yosher, meaning Yishorais, like the Gemara called it before, which means you can bring Nidorim and Nidoveis. So that look to Gemara, therefore you can go and do that now in the Gilgal, and you can also do it at all periods other than the Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Since you haven't reached Menucha yet, and you haven't reached Nachla yet, you haven't reached Shiloh and Yerushalayim, there's Heter Abamis. Now the question is, Lama Chilkan, why did the Torah have to talk about both of them? The Torah could have stopped. Kilei Vosamat Atel Menucha. We haven't come to Shiloh yet, and therefore that's why Heter Abamis is permissible. Why do you have to say Al Menucha Vela Nachla? Oh, Kidei Litain Heter Bein Zeh Lezeh. What he meant to say is, at the moment, since we haven't come to Menucha, we haven't come to Shiloh, what's the din? You can go and bring your Kabbalas. Ish Kol Yosher Ve'enav. Ti Vustavils. Bring all of the Yeshuras. Right? Loisas and Kholes and Nachna Oisim Boy. Hayoin Ishkali Yoshabeidav. Everybody can do whatever they want.
Even though there's no
Aron. We're going to talk about the Aron shortly. Thank you for bringing that up. So you're allowed to go and you prepare the share in advance, I say. Thank you. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Kidei Litin Heter Bein Zeh Lezeh. Now, Isha Yoshabeinav Yasa, or Isha Yoshabeinav, everybody can go and bring Karbonis on their private Bamois. When? Until Shiloh. In other words, that 14 years. Now, if Shiloh was going to be the final end, and that after that you couldn't bring any more bamos, then the pasuk should have simply said, "Kilei vosamat otela menucha." The fact that it says "ela menucha ve'ela nacha" comes to tell you, "Taka, you can go and bring your yeshorois until menucha, until Shiloh. But after Shiloh chas v'shalom becomes chorev, then you'll still have a new period of heter habamos for the next 57 years until Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim that'll be kolu kolakitzin. That'll be the final deadline." From after Yerushalayim, after Beis Hamikdash, no more Heter Abamis. So that's the reason why we have both Shiloh and Yerushalayim, to tell you Heter Bein Zeh Lezeh, during the 57 years. What about Maaseh Sheni Nami listening? Now this is really unrelated, and therefore there should really be two dots before Amalei. Maybe in the next editions it'll happen. But what is this discussion about? We turn back to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Remember, we had a very, very long Mishnah. That was perhaps one of the longest Mishnayos in Shas. We had in the about two-thirds down the Amud, the Gemara was referring to what was Mutter and what was Aser. So, if you go to Bo L'Shiloi. Bo L'Shiloi is about two-thirds, three-quarters down, in the middle of the line. In my Gemara, there's a little Ches next to it. Bo L'Shiloi, when they arrived in Shiloh, do you have that, Brother Barry?
Yeah.
Okay. Nasru Abamis. Abamis are now Aser. The last 14 years in Gilgo was Mutter, Shiloh Aser. It wasn't a really formal structure. They only had over there a base of avonim. No tikra means no roof. And what they have instead of the roof are yirias milmalan. They had yirias on top of that. Oh, yeah, you have a good. Yirias milmalan. And that, like the mishkan that they had in the midbar, that they had just curtains on top. The hois menucha, and that was what we call Shiloh's menucha. Kochi kochi nechol lifnei menakloi. Kochim Kalim, Umasu Shaini, B'chala Raya. Look at the fact that it says Masu Shaini, B'chala Raya means from any place that you can go and see from there, Shiloh, Remember, we had yesterday in the Gemara, even from other Shvatim, and the Beit Knishta de Mo'oin, you were able to see from there all the way to Shiloh, and you could eat there for Masa Sheni B'chol
HaRei. As long as you can see.
As long as you can see, exactly. Now, put that aside, just remember Masa Sheni B'chol HaRei at the times of Shiloh. Now, both the Noivah Given, they came to Noivah Given. Hutra Abomis, Kachi Kadoshim Necholim, Mithnim and Akloim, Kachim Kalim, B'chol HaRei Yisrael. Hey, why did we leave out the Masa Sheni? Before we said Kachim Kalim, Master Sheni, B'chol HaRaya, and here it says Kachim Kalim, we left out Master Sheni. This is another Girsa, by the way, that throws in Master Sheni. But we don't have that in our Gemara. We'll talk about that shortly. And then finally, Bo Yishalayim, Nasru Abamis, Lohen Leheter, V'yoysa Nachla, that was what we call Nachla, Menucha B'la Nachla, Kachim Kedushim Nachon Lefnim Anakloim, Kachim Kalim, Master Sheni, Lefnim Anakloim, ah. So we now reinsert Master Sheni. So both in Shiloh case and Yerushalayim case, it says Masa Sheni. The case of Noivah Givayim, it's not in our Gemara. There's another Girsa that does put it in, and we'll talk about that shortly. In the meantime, Rish Lakish wants to know from Yochanan, what is it with the Masa Sheni during that period of time of Noivah Givayim? Zoktimar, only Rish Lakish of Yochanan, Masa Sheni, Nami Lisni, why doesn't it say in our Gemara is... Oh, Malaysi told Lucas, Maaser Shom Shom Me Orin Kol Yalfi. We have Xer Shova of Shom Shom. And therefore, Kibun the Orin Loyhava, Maaser Sheni Loyhava. What does that mean, Shom Shom? So in other Gemaras, they in fact have two psukim in the Torah Ara Shalem. I don't see them here in our Gemara. However, Rashi.
But it's there.
There's no question it's there. And Rashi brings the two psukim, Shom Shom. Look, Rashi, a little bit further beyond our Gemara, another 5-6 lines down. Rashi says, Shom Shom, V'achaltim Shom, Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem. You can go and eat your kabonis in that place. V'achaltim Shom. Inami, or there's another pasuk, Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem, Techlenu, Mamukha Meshayivcha, Leshakin Shmoy. Shom, so you have two shams that say you can go and eat your Masa Sheni, right? You can't go and eat Masa Sheni anywhere. You can only eat Masa Sheni, but Mokar Mashiyivchar the Shakid Shmoy Shom, which typically means Yerushalayim, or the previous pasuk Vachaltim Shom in Yerushalayim in the Choyim, you can eat the Masa Sheni. Uba Oroin Ksim Nesatish Shom Esa Oroin. Oh, you have to put the Oroin Shom, meaning inside the Mishkan, inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So I have Shom Shom, and therefore. Kivin the Oroin Lehava, since in the times of Noivah Givayim, there was no Oroin situated in the central place.
Where was the Oroin?
In Kiryat Yoram.
In Kiryat Yoram, and then after that in Ir David.
Kiryat Yoram, it's a forest outside of Beit Shemesh.
Why?
It's a Plishtim city.
Because when the Plishtim sent it back on the Angola pulled by the cows, there was a great fear wherever the Oroin went. It caused, as you said, Mangefa, very problems. Yeah. So basically, it was kept isolated. Yar is a place where you don't have anybody. That's where you can kill somebody accidentally, because nobody goes there. So Kiryat Yoram, I was there with my children once. I said, this is the forest where the Aron was. Mm-hmm. It's just outside Beit Shemesh, in Eretz Yisrael today. Mm-hmm. Latrun, all those places, that's Kiryat Yoram.
So it was in Kiryat Yoram for 20 years, and after that, it was in Ir David for another 37 years. Agamor doesn't go into it. The last Rashi on Kuf Yud Chesam at Beis mentions it.
Special people's homes,
yeah. Anyway, so it was not centrally located in a Mishkan or in a Beis HaMikdash, and as a result, since there was no Orin, no Master Sheni. That's a Poshup Shat in the Gemara. However, in fact, there is another Girsa back in Kuf Yud Beis HaMed Beis that it says that, yes, there was Master Sheni, and there it's B'chol Orei Yisrael. So how does the Gemara say that? Reish Lakish says, what about Masa Sheni? It does say Masa Sheni. Yeah. In other words, where it said in the Mishnah, Kachim Kalim, B'chol Orei Yisrael, there's another Gears of Kachim Kalim and Masa Sheni. So Rashi, in fact, seems to have had that Gears. Because if you look at the Rashi, Yihachi, Rashi is a parallel to the Amalei Reish Lakish of Yochanan, Yihachi Deshas Heter Hava, Naisi Nami Masa Sheni, Lenoi V'givoin. Don't eat it b'chol Orei Yisrael. Eat the Masa Sheni in Noivah Givayim, which is where you're bringing. We have the Bama Gedoyla, where they're bringing the communal offerings, the Kabbonis Tzibur. Sheri Nistalkel Kol Kedusha Shiloh. Shiloh is unfortunately Finished. Umaytam leitanam masisa loichosham. Why does it say according to that other gear so you eat it b'cholar Yisrael? It should say bring it and eat it in the shtot of Noi v'Givoin, just like you're eating your kabbonis b'toich hakaloyim of Noi v'Givoin and the kochim kalim b'cholar Yisrael. Fine, but the Maaser Sheni, let it be in Noi v'Givoin. For that the Gemara says because you have to have the presence of the Orain, sham shami Orain, no Orain, no Maaser Sheni, and that's why Maaser Sheni therefore can be eaten anywhere and everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and it does not have to be eaten in Noi v'Givoin. Frank Dimar, if the whole reason is because of this Shom Shom, Yehochi Pesel v'Kotchim Nami, the Shom Shom mi Oren Yalfi, why don't you say the same thing by all Kotchim? Because the psikim that we're bringing before about V'chaltim Shom Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem, what were the two psikim that Rashi brought? One V'chaltim Shom, the other one Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem, B'mokam Meshivcha L'shakin Shemoy Shom, those psikim are talking about other korbanos as well. They're not only talking about Maaser Sheni. That being the case, the same thing should apply. We should not be able to go and bring the korbanos or eat the korbanos over there. Mitezol ba shom shom gzeira shava. Zokti yimari hachi pesu kochim nami the shom shom yorin yalfi the kim the orin lehavi. Why don't you say in an amel lehavi? We shouldn't go and bring the korban pesach. We shouldn't bring the kochim either there in Noiv v'Givoin. Amalei told the amel chomani. Do you know who happens to be the Tana of this Braisa that we're just learning now? The Tana of that Braisa is, it's Reb Shimon. To Amma Avtzibor lehikrivu el Pesach v'choyves ha'kavua lehen zman. We had this Reb Shimon, as you recall, a couple of days ago, and he said that even on the Bama G'doyle B'Shas, Hetera Bamois, they didn't go and bring choyves she'en ha'kavua lehen zman, only choyves ha'kavua lehen zman. And you're wondering to yourself, what are choyvish en kavul hen zman? So you remember the Rashi said,
Par
Hilm Shal Zibur,
and
Seir Avoy Nezarim. Seir Avoy Nezarim. So both of those are communal because the Sanhedrin made a bubu, and they made a mistake, and because of that, Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed suit, and after that, they acknowledged that they made a bubu. So those are korbanos tzibur, and those korbanos you cannot bring in the Gilgal days or the Noi v'Givoin days. The only things that you can bring b'shas etter abamis was the Korban Pesach and the Chovis HaKavua lehen zman. Well, you have to bring it, like the Korban Tomid every day and the Korban Musav every Shabbos. Those where the Torah requires them to be brought on a regular basis. Now, this next part of Reb Shimon we did not have until now. We're now expanding on Reb Shimon. Av Chovis She'en Kavua lehen zman. A Chov that doesn't have a zman. You couldn't bring it either in the Bamas Tzibor or on the Bamas Yachid. Now, when he talks about the Bamas Tzibor, then we have those two Kabbalas which we just mentioned, the Baal Hamdav Shal Tzibor and the Seir Avodah Zarah. But if you're talking about Hocha, meaning the Bamas Yachid, and the Bamas Yachid didn't bring any Karbonis Tzibor, you couldn't go and bring a Karbon Tamid or a Karbon Musaf on a private Bama. Those had to be brought on the Bamas Tzibor. So what is he talking about when he says, you couldn't bring it in either place? So now, normally, what would be a choyva she'en kavul hem zman? Normally, it would be a karban chatas or a karban asham. But we know that you don't bring a karban chatas or a karban asham because these are not yeshorais. Ish kala yosha be'enav. You can only bring those which are yeshorais, and that means nidorim and nidavais. So what choyvas do you have which are not in the realm of Chattas V'Yasham, and that without Reb Shimon, I might have thought that you should bring it on a private Bama? Says Reb Shimon, no. Since it's a Choy V'Shein Kavul and Zman, don't bring it even on a private Bama, says Rashi, L'moshel, the case of Maser Behema or Bechor. If a person had, during 1 year, a flock, where among them he had, Baruch Hashem, 10 new Behemoths that were born, Kol HaShiyavet, what do you do with Maaser Behema? You have to bring it for a carbon. Same thing applies to Bechor, but the Gemara doesn't talk about Bechor. It only refers to the Maaser Behema for our purposes. Okay, so what's the din by the Maaser Behema? That's a choiva, but it's not kavul en zman. You don't have to bring that choiva on Rosh Hashanah or on Shabbos or in the middle of the week. You bring it if and when you have 10 behemoths. If you don't even have 10 behemoths that were born in your flock, then you don't have it at all.
Isn't it a shlamim? A Maaser Behema is like a subset of
shlamim,
Maaser Behema, isn't it?
It's a separate on its own.
And you call them a Pesach Maaser Behema.
Yeah, but the fact that it's enumerated separately tells you that it's a separate card. You have to have ten of them.
Okay.
But they're not ten dogs, only if you have ten kosher animals. Shlom is a separate category.
Twin dogs?
Anyway, v'amas v'hapesach kodeshim kalim shkitosim chol makim v'azora tomatoin matone echos, as opposed to shlom requires shei matone shein arba. And shina b'achilos and b'chor nachal l'kahanim masa chalodim v'necholim b'chol ir l'shnei yom v'layla echad. For shnei yom v'layla echad, they're the same maser and b'chor, just like a shlomim. But machar v'mas v'hapesach, pesach in nechal el b'layla, v'nechal el chatzayis, v'nechal el mnuyav, etc. So the maser and the b'chor and maser are not packaged together with shlomim. Shlomim is shlomim kodeshim kalim shkitosim chol mokim, etc. By the way, from a shlom you have to go and give chaz v'shoik. From a chor mas, you don't have chaz v'shoik. Chorikol.
The chor belongs entirely to the kohen,
and the mas belongs entirely to the balam. To the balam, there's no din of chaz v'shoik. Anyway, if you want to look it over,
no, I believe you.
Anyway, so the point of all of this is that these are separate kabbanas. If you want to take up, okay, okay, no problem. And these are chayvos, but then they're not kavur lehen zman. Since it's not kavul and zman, says Reb Shimon, you don't bring it hocha v'hocha, either on the bama gedola or on the bama ketana. So therefore, says Gemara, hocha v'hocha lekar masa b'hayma, as well as the case of the b'char. Okay, so what difference does that mean? So says Gemara, because these are chovish en kavul and zman hu, v'iskus masa dog on the masa b'hayma. Where do we find the hekish of masa dog on the masa b'hayma? Says Rashi. Aser to Aser, which we lay frequently on Yom Kippur, especially if it comes out on Shabbos. Instead of Kol B'chor, we start from Aser to Aser. What's the lashon of Aser to Aser? We have a hekish between one Meiser and the other Meiser. One Meiser is the Maser Behema, which we just spoke about. The other is the Maser Sheni, which we spoke about before. I'm sorry? Maser Dogen, but it's Maser Sheni. And therefore, what we're saying is, the Iskish Maser Dogen and Maser Behema, that in fact, according to Reb Shimon, that's the reason why we don't have either the Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni, we have the Shom Shom. So we said, why don't we say the Shom Shom should also apply to other kabbanas? So we're saying it does apply to other kabbanas, which are similar to Maser Sheni. Which one is similar? The Maser Behema. In which respect is it similar? Aser to Aser, that you learn one from the other. Iskish Maser Dung, the Maser Behema. And that's why we taka don't bring Maser Behema and even Bechor, according to Reb Shimon, on the Bamais, just like there's no inyan of Maser Sheni, betoich noy v'gibah. Zokti Mara, Mechlal, that was Reb Shimon. The Reb Yehuda is karev, because Reb Yehuda says that you can bring choyvois of a yochid, not on your Bamaktana, but you can bring it on the Bamas Tzibur. And so therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, l'choyre, there should be a din of Maser Sheni in noiv and in givoin, because it's just like those other chayvus, like the Maser Behema and the Bechor. Although you can't bring it on your private Bama, but you can go and bring it on the Bama Tzibur. Machad Rabbi Yehuda Kariv, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, not only Kariv means you'd bring the other Kabbanis, but Kariv means that you would bring the Maser Sheni and eat it within the environs, within the city limits of Noiv Givayin. So to my end, you're 100% right. Do Amar Rav Adar Bar Masa, Maser Sheni, U Maser Behema, Necholim Ben Noiv Givayin, L'Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Not like our Mishnah, where it just left Maser Sheni either silent, or it says B'chol Ari Yisrael. Now we're establishing, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who argues with Reb Shimon, and he said, no, you can only eat in a Noiv Givayin after all. Frey Timura, V'aboy Bira, to be able to go and eat either the Maser Sheni with the other Kabbanis, don't you have to have bira? Bira means the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel resides, and therefore, where does he reside? So we assumed that only where you had the Mishkan, you had the Shekhinah, and the Beis HaMikdash, you had the Shekhinah. We assumed that bira would not be a Noiv V'givayin. So tomorrow, you're wrong. V'laftani Rav Yosef. Don't you remember Rav Yosef learned that Sholish Bira is saying there were three periods of time in history where you had three Biras. You had Shiloh was one, Noiv V'givayin is two. Rashi said Noiv V'givayin are treated like one. And then you Beis Elamim. Ah, so therefore they have Taka three Biras. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, his Shekhinah was in the Mishkan Shiloh. It was also in the Bamois Tzibor of Neuven Gibbon, and ultimately it was in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, according to that, that's why you would be able to eat Maaser Sheni in each one of those three locations. Vahu Tanila Vahu Amala. After Rav Yosef taught this Braisa, right, Tani Rav Yosef, he now explained the Braisa. What's the significance of the three Birais? Lachilas Maaser Sheni, Balibid Rav Yehuda. That according to Rav Yehuda, you can eat Maaser Sheni not only B'chol HaRoya of Shiloh, and not only in the city limits of Yerushalayim, but also by Noi V'Given as well. Bring your Maaser Sheni and eat it there.
We haven't spoken about the menorah and the shulchan and mizbeach hazahav.
Right.
There's no aron. There is a mizbeach in these places.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other kelim of the
Beis? Apparently, there were not. Apparently, there okay. Nothing else. Just that bama gedolah. Bo'el Yerushalayim. Then they came to Yerushalayim, and then after Yerushalayim, from the moment of the binyan habayis, no more bamais ad hayoyim hazeh. Tony Rabban, we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk that we brought before, Kilevosim Adotel, Menucha V'el HaNachla. Menucha Zu Shiloi, Nachla Zu Yerushalayim. V'Oimer, and I have another pasuk. Now the purpose of the psukim that we're going to bring is to show that Menucha is Shiloi and Nachla Yerushalayim. V'Oimer, I have a pasuk. Hoysali Nachlosi Ke'aryeh Bayar. V'Oimer, this is the pasuk. Both of these psukim are psukim in Yermia. And Yermia, as you know, was foretelling about the terrible tsuris that Klai Yisrael were going to have, and giving everybody Musar and saying, you better go and act properly, other Chas V'Sholem, then if you don't shape up, you're going to have to ship out, and we know what happened, unfortunately, with the Chorm Yerushalayim. Anyway, so the Lashon Lepasik is Hoysali Nachlosi. Nachlosi is referring to the city of Yerushalayim, which is our Nachla. Ke'ari Vayor has now become like, because the enemies within are constantly torturing us and challenging us, it's like a ya'arye, like a roaring lion, bayar, in the forest. The oimer, and similarly, ho'ayit tzivua nachalosi, li, if you look at Yerushalayim, you can go and compare it to a beautiful multicolored bird, ho'ayit sovivaleh. However, there are vultures that are around this beautiful bird to try to consume it and try to eat it up. Sounds almost like current events. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is how Rabbi Yehuda learned. So I see from these two psukim that Yerushalayim is referred to Nachlosi, that's the Nachla that belongs to Klai Yisrael, and that's Yerushalayim. Reb Shimon oim menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachla zu Shiloi. Reb Shimon says, punk vekert, not like we've learned until now, menucha is Shiloi, Nachla Yerushalayim, but rather menucha is Yerushalayim, and Nachla is Shiloi. V'yoymer, and I'll bring you a ride that Yerushalayim is called menucha, zoyis menuchasi adi ad poi eshev ki ivisia. This will be my menucha forever. Poyeshev, here I'm going to settle and I'm going to live. Kivisiya, because I have a tremendous yearning. The word Yivisiya is from a Lashon Taiva. I have a tremendous desire to be in Yerushalayim. So I see the word menuchasi is referring to Yerushalayim. How do I know Yerushalayim? Maybe it's referring to Shiloh. Maybe it's referring to something else. The oimer kivoch Hashem etzion ivol amoyshevlay. Now, even though in our Gemara, it's 6 and 7. Zois Menuchasi is the first pasuk. Yivarech Hashem Etzion is the second pasuk. But if you look on the side in the Torah Oreh Shalem, you'll find that in fact in Tehillim these two psukim are reversed. And first it says, Yivarech Hashem Etzion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at Oski Klim, he chose Tzion. Evil Amoshev Loi, he desired that to be the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Shoydish Shechina in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the next pasuk says, Zois Menuchasi Yad, Adiyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm settling here. I'm not moving elsewhere. This is my menucha forever. So we see that menuchasi is referring back to the prior pasuk, Yivarech Hashem b'tzion. So tzion and menuchasi, tzion is normally considered to be a reference to Yerushalayim. And for Yerushalayim, it's called menucha. Okay, beautiful. We said at the top of the Omud, the reason why it says, is to go and tell you, menucha is referring to Shiloh, and Nachla is referring to Yerushalayim, and to tell you that there is a period in between where there's heter habamis. Litein heter ben zelizah. Ela madia menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachla zu Shiloh, ela Nachla ela menucha meboyelei. Once you're telling me that the terms menucha and Nachla refer to Yerushalayim and to Shiloh, then we should reverse the terms of the pasuk. Exactly. Kivosim adota, especially because the purpose of enumerating the two is to tell us that there's a period of heter ben zelizah. So let it go and say, Ela Nachla, which is referring to Shiloh, Yamanuch is referring to Yerushalayim. Everything
the cart before the horse.
Exactly. So the Mahaki Kama, what the Pasuk is telling us is Loimi Boy Menucha, the Loimatisu. The reason why you're allowed to do Heter Abomas at this time is not only because we have not ultimately come to Menucha, which is Yushalayim according to this Pshat, and with the Nachla, Nami Lamatisa, we didn't even come to the period, the earlier period of Shilai, which was the Nachla. Because once we hit Menucha, or even prior to that, once we hit Nachla, there's going to be an Isra Bamais during those periods of time. So therefore, that's the Kabbalah of the Pasuk, Levasa Menucha Menachla. Not only haven't we come to the final deadline, which is Yushalayim, but we haven't even come to the earlier deadline of Shilai, and that's why you're allowed to go and do Kabbanis now. But shortly, you won't be able to do Bamas, you won't be able to do Kabbanis on your private Bamas. Okay, so those are the two Pshatim, which are basically the same, just they reverse the terminology. However, Tan Rabbi Shmuel, Zuvezu Shilai, Rabbi Shimon Yechoy, Aimer Zuvezu Yerushalayim. Ooh, both are Shilai, both are Yerushalayim. Now, what is Allah Legabi Heter HaBamas or Isra HaBamas? So Rashi says, really, these two terms are no longer relevant vis-a-vis heter or iser, because rather the machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Yechoy is based on whether kedusha rishoyin kitchul l'shata v'kitchul asel lavay or loy kitchul asel lavay. If you look at the last two Rashi's over here, zu v'zu shiloy. So it's Rashi. The filahachi, even though both of them are talking about shiloy, yesh heter basra, you continue to have a heter bamais after Shiloi, the Kasaba Kedusha Rishoyin Kitchul Shata, V'loi Kitchul Asa Lavoi. And unfortunately, that Kedusha does not remain forever, and therefore, when the Kedusha ended, now it's open-ended in terms of where you can go and bring your Kabbanis, Heter Habas. V'dusha Shalayim Gufa Svirelei, D'yesh Achra Heter. This Mandiyama holds that even today, you could bring Karbanis, because after Yushalayim, Heter Habas was initiated or started on its own. Why? Because the deadlines of the Pasuk only Zubinu Shilai, it doesn't talk about Yushalayim. So after Yushalayim, we'd be able to continue bringing Kabbanis. Kirimim and Megillah, Shemati, Shemakrim, and Beischonya Bismanazah. Beischonya, of course, is a Chiddush on its own. It's an Alexander Shel Mitzrayim. Big Machloikis, whether that was a base of Avodah Zarah or a real live kosher base of Migdash in Alexandria. Even if you hold that it was a kosher place, you can be makriv even today, says the Gemara. V'kimna could be Shmuel like this, Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that since kedusha shoyin kishata v'loy kishul asa lavoi. So unfortunately, the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is now terminated. You can go and bring even today karbanis wherever you want. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. However, Rabbi Shimon Yechoy say zuv zuv shalayim v'ad shibon habayis loy nesru habamis. Until the binyan habayis was built, the bamis were not awesome. You can continue doing bamis until, that's why you say twice, menucha nach Yishalayim, till Yishalayim is mutter. After Yishalayim, then it became awesome. Okay, so Mishlan Madiyam. I'm sorry?
The Beit HaMikdash in Yishalayim was still standing. That was he had his fight with his brother. So it wasn't,
I hear what you're saying, but apparently Beis Chonya continued after the Chorban Abayis, because Rashi refers to the Mar Megillah, Makrim Beis Chonya Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, of course, is already times of Chazal, and that it's already past the binyan, the Chorban Abayis. Okay? Yes?
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon are the same person. So here he's saying, earlier he's saying, Menucha Zu Yushalayim, Menachla Zu Shilo, and here he's saying, Zu Vazu Yushalayim.
So this is, there must be a machloikis between the Talmid and Rav Shimon as to what Rav Shimon held.
Okay.
There's a ches over there by that Reb Shimon, which states in that ches, Reb Shimon Oimer, Turi Evan, the Megillah, Kotzel, Alkech, oh, see, if you,
he changed his mind.
Changed his mind, good. Do you see where it says the original Reb Shimon Oimer Menucha?
Yeah,
do you see a ches?
Yeah.
That ches takes a Shinuyim in Nuschais, Shinuyim Nuschais, Reb Shimon Oimer, V'chein Lahalon, sorry, next, Reb Shimon Oimer, Haturi Evan, Turi Evan, the same as the Shagas Aryeh, who wrote a sefer on Megillah called Turi Evan, Kotzel. The Al Korachach Toys Soifer who come. This must be a mistake. Why? For the very kasha. Tim Loikin Kosher Reb Shimon Ad Reb Shimon Vayichoy the Kam B'Samach. As we bring Rishash Va'ayin Radam. So your kasha has already been asked by many of the great giants of yesteryear that this is steer, and therefore must be that the first Reb Shimon, maybe the second Reb Shimon, is a different individual, not Reb Shimon Vayichoy. Okay. Mishloim l'man yom menucha zo shilai nachlas Yerushalayim ina bi ipcha. Right, we had two versions: whether this is Yerushalayim and this is Shilai, this is Shilai, this is Yerushalayim. So then, ha'ina dechsev el menucha v'el nachla. I understand why the Pasuk says El Menucha, stop, Ve'el Anachla, to go and tell you the heter bein zeh lezeh. Elamandi amazuv azu shila, oizuv azu yushalayim, both of them are shila yushalayim. So Menucha, now the Aleph adds the letter Vav, Menucha v'nachla miboyle. Why does it have to go and say, Levosim ad'ota el ha-menucha, v'el anachla? It should go and say, Levosim ad'ota el ha-menucha v'nachla. In other words, we're talking about the same location, which had two names, Menucha v'nachla. This is el v'tel, tumura kasha. You got a point. So to more right. Menucha denochu mikibush. I understand what the menucha was, that Baruch Hashem, the kibush of the first 7 years ended, as well as the nachla of the next 7 years, right? You had 7 years kibush, 7 years chilik. The nachla, the polgu hosam nachlais, that they split up Eretz Yisrael into different portions. Dichtiv, like I said in the pasuk, chaleik lehem Yeshua v'yap lehem goyrol v'shile al pi Hashem. Oh, so I understand that finally these 14 years have ended, the Kibbush V'chilik, and now Shiloi is now the Mokim Menucha after this concluded. I understand Nachla, Nachla Salomon. We had the Psukim that we quoted on the Amud Aleph, that that's the Nachla forever and ever. El Menucha, my Menucha, what Menucha are you talking about in Yerushalayim? And for the more Menuchas Orein, the Chassid says, the possibly he, it was at the time that the Oren rested, and it rested in Yerushalayim. There's one problem with all of this, is Rashi said that there is no such pasuk. If you look at the Rashi at the top of the Yomid, the first Rashi, Kenoyach Oren, Chipastav Lematzosin. Rashi is saying he went through his Tanakh, and he couldn't find it anywhere. If it's not Kenoyach Oren, but it's a different pasuk, then there is a pasuk in Divrei Yom after all. Not, it doesn't say, Vayhi kenoyach ha'orein, but rather it says, b'shloim akum Hashem alikim, l'nuchacha, or noichacha, at v'aroi nuzacha. Oh, so come to noichacha, to your maka menucha, you and the orein. Oh, so I see that there's a connection between orein and menucha. Toysi says that he doesn't know why Rashi had to go and bring a pasuk, divrei yomim. You can bring a pasuk from Chumash, and in fact, it's a pasuk that we say all the time. Whenever we take out the Sefer Torah, V'hi ben Tzoy Oren, V'hi Oymer, Moshe, Kuma, etc. And what does it say after that? Uvenucho Yoymar. Oh, so you see, the Menucha is referring back to the Oren. Here's ben Tzoy Oren, Uvenucho when it rested. So you see that the word Menucha is Shaykh by the Oren after all. Okay. Anyway, that's the first full Tosis here. You see the last two lines. Inami V'him Tzoy Oren.
Another way of saying Brother Shai.
What about Brother Shai?
Shayach.
Shayach. Oh, very good. Very good. Anyway, getting back to Brother Shai, I don't know if you heard some words of wisdom from Shelley. He says that's why it's Shayach to go and say things like that. Very good. So let's get back to our Gemara. El Menucha Mai. Menucha Menucha Arim. Fine. Mishlam Laman Yamazub Yushalayim Avashiloi Havasharia Bombays. If you're telling me that the deadline and the Isra Bombs Yushalayim, so therefore Shiloi basically is open territory. So if that's being the case, then you could go and be Makrev on private bummus, even during the 369 years of Shiloi. Haindach said that's why it says, Yikach Manoyach. Manoyach was the father of
Shimshon.
He brought the Gdi Izen, the Esa Mincha, Vayal El Tzur Lashem, and he brought a carbon. Why could he do this? This was Shiloi times. How could he do it during the time of Shiloi? The answer is because there was a Heter Abamus during Shiloi. Elamad Yamaz, it was Shiloi, and therefore when Shiloi comes, don't even think about bringing a carbon on your Bama. Ubamus Havi Asiron. And for the more, if Frank good to Rosho, he said this was a special Rosho. As you remember, the Malach and Kodesh Baruch Hu were talking to Manoach, and therefore, Eishes Manoach. So this was a special once in a time
start.
It was an Adava, but this was the times of Shiloh. During the times of Shiloh, no Heter Bumps. Heter Bumps were the 14 years of Gilgal and the 57 years of no Vigivan, and not during Shiloh, not during the times of Yishalayim. So it says the Gemara, the Gabi Shiloh, it's a machlokes. Because if you hold that the Menucha and Nachla is referring to Yishalayim, that means Kilevosim, he didn't get to Yishalayim now, so therefore we have, until we go to Yishalayim and Shlomo Melech builds the first base of Migdash, it's open ended in terms of bringing as many Kobanis as you want. As you say, Taki Yishareis and not Choyveis. Maskim. But you can go and bring Kobanis then. And this was a kabbanis which were nidales yisharis, and they were not choyves. He brought mincha. This would be totally in the machlokes before whether you can bring a mincha and a bar mitzvah or not.
Right.
Anyway, because it's vachem v'le minochis, we're going to talk about that further down below. And the man said, "This is all harashoyisa." Turned very vishmal, kind of vishim ben yichoy, the amizub yirushalayim, the simonech mashchi gavre le gavri. What does this mean? If you remember back on the bottom of the Omid Aleph, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What did the first Rabbi Shmuel say? Zuvizu Shiloi. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Zuvizu Yerushalayim. Now, after a period of time, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai apparently was able to convince the Talmidim in the Besmedish of Rabbi Shmuel that he was right. And therefore now they too agreed and they said, Zuvizu not Shiloi, but Zuvizu Yerushalayim. The Simonach, if afterwards you leave the shir and you're wondering to yourself, who convinced whom? Was it Rabbi Shmuel that convinced Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel? I'll tell you, the Simonach, the Simon is, Mashchi Gavra Ligavri. Gavra is a friend of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He was on his own, one individual in our Gemara, and he convinced the Tana Dvid Rabbi Shmuel, the people in the Besmedish of Rabbi Shmuel, which means the Talmidim, so he was misgaber, and he schlepped them to his side, so that no longer do they say Zuvizu Shiloi, they agree Zuvizu Yerushalayim. Okay, and then we come on to Kol HaKadoshim. Now this Kol HaKadoshim, we have to remember what it says in the Mishnah, and that's what Rav Kahana is going to comment about. We keep on talking about the separate periods of time of Heter Bamis and Isra Bamis. There, however, there is an overlap. Some karbanis you were maktish b'shas heter abamis, and you only brought them b'shas isser abamis. Where was that all about? If you go to Mishnah Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, maybe it's a little bit later. No, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Kol ha-kodishim shektishim b'shas isser abamis. They kriven b'shas isser abamis mi bachutz. In other words, it's like a time b'zman is there. Isra Bamis, and you were both makdashit b'shas Isra Bamis. You were makrivit b'shas Isra Bamis mi b'chutz on a bama b'chutz. No, that's the classic case of the beginning of the previous parak. You have shchut echutz and haloas chutz. Har elu ba'asei v'loy sesa b'chayin avu v'karis. Says b'feirish in the pasuk. Well, Pesach oil moed lehaviyah lehakrav karm l'Hashem l'thing b'shach Hashem. Then, domi chosh v'lishahu dom shavach v'nichras v'lishahu mikar v'ami. That pasuk is too much chutichutz, but you have a very similar pasuk by the halos chutz. Aha. So there it says, by each one of them, if there was both a hektish, you were makdishit b'shas isra b'mis. And you were makrivit b'shas isra b'mis. Now, the Mishnah doesn't define what the word makriv is, but the Gemara of Kahana is going to assume that means shchutei chutz, that you shechted it b'chutz. So if it was both Isra Bamis on the Hekdish and the Hakrava, chorus. For the next case, now this is the case for our Gemara. Hekdish and b'shas, heter Bamis. When you makdish it, the Bamis were mutter. In other words, l'moshel, during the 14 years of Gilgal, in year 14, you makdish a carbon, you said, I'm going to go and bring it either my Bamiktana or the Bamikdoila, and by the time you were ready to finally bring it, it was already Isra Bamis, meaning that Mishkan and Shili had been established, and therefore you can no longer bring it on your private Bama. But nevertheless, you were Makrivit Bachot. Oy, oy, oy. What's the din now? I would say this is din of Karis. No. The Ein Chayavan of Karis, there is no din of Karis. Why? Because since the Hegdish was Bishas Heter Bamis, even though you shechted it Bishas Isra Bamis, fine grandfather din, no din of Karis. Now, Mishnah uses the term of hikrivan. Again, Rav Kahana is going to interpret hikrivan means to shecht it. And therefore says now Rav Kahana on, in our Gemara, Rav Kahana lo yishana, when did we say that there is no karis ele b'shchita? Al b'haloa karis nami mechayev. Even though you were makdashit b'shas, the heterabamis, and now you were makrivit, not makriv, you were malit on the mizbeach, b'shas, on your private mizbeach, your private Bama b'shas isra b'mis, you get kares by shchita, no din of kares. However, by halah there is a din of kares. Right, of my time, where do you take this from? The amakra baleim toimar alasmuchim toimar. Now, what means this alasmuchim toimar? So Rashi explains. If we want, we can go back to the parshas Achrimois, where we had the din of shchut echutz and halos chutz in the first place. That's in Vayikra Yud Zayin, which they don't in the pasuk. That's the parsha of the shkutei chutz and the halos chutz. We start on page 336. Top of 337. Okay. And then continuing on the psukim, if you skip to Posik Zayin, so back on Daf Kuf Vov Amid Beis, the Gemara learned from this Posik Zayin, when is there a din of kares? Only if there was the hegdish was at the time of Isra Bamois, and you were shoychit it, the makrivit as a karban mishas Isra Bamois. Then you have a din of kares. Zois lehem ledeiroisim, that's the only time there's a chukas oilam, that's when you're going to get kares. However, if it's going to be a hegdish mishas hetra bamois, even though you shechted the mishas Isra Bamois, Barry said before, it was grandfathered in, although there's an Isur, there's a loy sas.
There's no karis.
But there's no karis. Says now Rav Kahana, but the next posik says, Valeim Toimar. But add now to them, the Gemara is reading the word Valeim as if it's with an ayin. Add to all of the foregoing, so even though the last posik that we're talking about was the chukas oilam tiyazois lehem ledeiroisam, by shchutei chutz, that what? That there was no din of kares because you were makdish and bishas, hetera bamis, but valeim toimar. But if you're talking about yal oilei zovach, vel pesach oil moid, v'nechres eishahu, then there is kares after all. So the valeim toimar ties the two together and says, shchut echot, zois lehem, hegdish, bishas, hetera bamis, no din of kares. However, valeim, here we're making it more burdensome, and therefore by halah, even though it was hegdish, bishas, hetera bamis, if you're Malu Bishas Isra Bamis, you get Kars. That's the whole drasha of Rav Kahana. And the Gemara is going to go and eventually frag up Rav Kahana, as we'll see momentarily. So I'm Rav Kahana. Lo Yishana, when did we say no Kars? Ela B'shchita. Ba'lo Kars Nami Mechai. My time in the Makro. Ba'alim Toimar. Ala Smuchim Toimar. Ala Smuchim means that prior to Pasuk, where it says Zois Lehem, and we said it's only referring to Isra and Isra, but if it's just Hetra Bamis, that there's no din of Kars. But Ba'alim, I'm adding on to that an additional burden of kares by the halah. Matzkler Rabba, miksiv va'aleim with an ayin. Va'aleim toimar, aleim ksiv. Aleim means he addressed aharn ubanov, having nothing to do with adding additional burdens. The oit, tanya. And I have a befeirish price. And this befeirish price is as befeirish as you can get. Abba closes Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says there are four rules, Rabbi Yisai. Bekotchim. Hekdeish mishas isra bamis, v'shachem behel mishas isra bamis. You are makdashit Isra Bamis, and you shechted or you were malah. Shechted or being malah, which is Isra Bamis, Bachutz, Hari Hein, Be'ezra Leisa, V'yesh Ben Karis. That is clear cut, classic, Shchut Echut, Halos Chut, Karis. Finished. Now, next case. Hekdisha Mishas Hetra Bamis. Oh, that's our case. V'shochat, the Hela, either shechting or Hela, Mishas Isra Bamis, Hari Hein Ba'asei, V'loisesa, V'ein Ben Karis. So before we continue on, we see already the upfrag of Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana is talking about this very case, Hegdish Bishas, Hetra Bamis, Shochat or Hela Bishas Isra Bamis, both of them it says, Vein Ben Karis. And Rav Kahana said, only by Shechita, but by law there is Karis, right? We see the Kash. Now, two more cases, Hegdish Bishas Isra Bamis, Shochat Hela Bichut, Bishas Hetra Bamis. Now we're reversing the situation. You were Makdib Bishas Isra Bamis, Lamushal, at the time that Shiloh was standing, so it was clear Isra Bamis. However, by the time he brought the carbon, unfortunately, the Shiloh was no longer, it was already Charev, we're now in the 57 years in between. V'shachet v'helo, either yishachted, or yehelo b'chut, v'shachet v'rabamis, hari hein ba'asei, v'ein ben loises, and certainly no karis, only an asei.
What is an asei?
Sorry?
You couldn't bring it. If it was destroyed, you couldn't bring it.
Yeah, but the asei was he should have brought it at the outset. As soon as you were makdish it, no, bring it right now. What are you waiting for?
But no
cars. No cars. And the fourth case is Hekdesh B'shah Seter Abamis. V'shachav Hehel B'shah Seter Abamis. Potter Miklum. Not only Potter, you did it, you know, the way you're supposed to. No problems. Anyway, what do we see from case number two? That there's no difference between Shchuta and Allah. as long as the Hegdish was Bishas, Hetra Bomois, no Kares, the Shifter of Kahana Tiyufta is Rabbi Kahana's Ogifrecht. Okay, then finally in the Mishnah, the last line on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, the final line, we're now discussing the differences between the Bomis Tzibur and the Bomis Yachid.
Because that's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. If you look at the bottom line of Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Umma Bein Bomis Yachid, the Bomis Tzibur, no smicha on the Bomis Yachid. No shchitas tzofin, turning to Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. No matan tzofin. Matan tzofin means spritzing the dam around the Mizbeach, Shtayim Shehein Arba. That only applied to the Bama Gidoila, the Bama Tzibur, not the Bama Siyachid. Utanufa, there was no din of Tanufa, or no din of Hagosha. Says Rashi, you're talking about, for instance, the Menachos.
According to
Remeir. Okay, Remeir, fine. If you do Oimer, ain't Mincha B'Bama. There's no Mincha B'Bama in the first place. And there's no din of Kihun. This is what Ariel was talking about before. You do not need to have a priest. You can even a czar. And you don't need big day sharis. I mean, you don't have the big day kahuna. You don't need kli sharis like you have in the base of meat. You don't have to have reich nichoyach on the mizbeach. And mechitz ledomim, that there was a chuta sikra that was only on the mizbeach, but not on a bama ketana. Verichut yidai v'raglan, that you had to go and wash from the kior from another kli sharis, that didn't apply. Period. So we see that there are a number of differences between bama gdoyla, bama ketana. From here to the bottom of the omid, the Gemara is basically going to bring us the psukim, which are the sources for each one of these dinim. Smicha is number one, the chsiv lefnei Hashem v'samach. The two separate psukim, one pasuk says lefnei Hashem, and then it says v'samach in the next pasuk. So the smichus at psukim tells you that you only need smicha when you're lefnei Hashem, which means in the mizbeach, in either the bama gdoila, or in shiloi, or in yishalayim, but not your bama ketana, it's not called lefnei Hashem. Everything is lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem means special lefnei Hashem in the Azora, etc. Shchitas tzafayin, the chsib, tzafayin lefnei Hashem. Oh, again, if you're lefnei Hashem in the Azara lemusho, you're inside in the Minshilai, those are called lefnei Hashem, is a din of tzafayin. Your bama siyachar is not lefnei Hashem. No din of tzafayin. Matonais, saviv, the chsib, vizorak ala mizbeach, saviv. Now we're going to have two or three drushes from the fact that it says, ha mizbeach, with a hey hayidiyah, to call you the special mizbeach. There is vizora, zorak saviv, which means zishtayim shehein arba. What do you do vis-a-vis the Bama Ketana? The Gemara doesn't address at this point. You might think, therefore, maybe there's no din of Zerika at all. We're going to get to that shortly. Tanufa, Dechzid, Behinev HaKoyin, Oysam Lefnei Hashem, again, has to be Lefnei Hashem, which is in the Azora, but not on a private Bama Ketana. HaGosha, Gosha means that you bring the Mincha towards the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Dechzid, Gisha El HaMizbeach, with the Hey HaYudim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mincha b'bama." Amr Rav Sheshes, "The divrei oimer yesh mincha b'bama, yesh oifes b'bama." The divrei oimer, "Ein mincha b'bama, ein oifes b'bama." If you hold that there is mincha, then you hold that there is oifes. If you hold there is no mincha, there is no din of oifes. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Zvachim, zvachim v'loy menachos, zvachim v'loy oifes." What does it say, zvachim? So we have pasuk number 10. L'mana sheyaviu b'nei Yisrael es zivcheim asher him zoivchen al p'nei hasada ve'aviim l'Hashem. All of those zivchem that they were bringing until now al p'nei hasada, meaning on your bamais, when there will be an isra bamais ve'aviim l'Hashem, then you have to bring al pasach al moyin al akoyin v'zav chazivich shlom l'Hashem v'zav. Ah, so zivchem. So therefore, this whole pasuk we're just talking about, this is a pasuk in Achri Mois in Shchut Echut. It only refers to this Vachim and not Oifis, which of course is Malika, and not Mimcha, which is Kemitza. Those did not even apply to your to a Bama Ketana. The Koyin, you didn't need a Koyin. You can have even a Zorah Tachsiv, a Zorah Koyin. So where does that, what does that tell you? The Zorah Koyin, we're leaving out the second part of the Pasuk. If you look at number 11, the Zorah Koyin is Adam al Mizbach Hashem, Pesach Oil Moed. It doesn't say Hamizbech, it just says Mizbach. But it says Pesach Oil Moed. Oh, but Pesach Oil Moed is a din of Zerikas Hadam Mita Koyin, Zorak HaKoyin. But if you're not at the Mizbeach, you can have even a Zor doing the Zerika. Big Day Shores, Lishores Bakoidish. Where do you go and put on the Big Day Kahuna? The Shores Bakoidish, inside the base of English. Ukli Shores, Ashi Shorsum Bamba Koidish. By Bamiktana, this is not Bakoidish. The reich nichoyach, this is the reich nichoyach l'Hashem. L'Hashem again means in the Azor, where Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol resides, not in your private Bama Ketana. Mechitza B'domin. Mechitza B'domin is referring to the Chutas Sikra, which was in the base of Migdish, and in the private, not the private, but in the times of the Mishkan, they didn't have, they had Ke'en Chutas Sikra, they had that Reshes. Tachsiv Vaisa Reshes, Chatziyam Mizbeach. Reshes means it was like a lattice work in the on the side of the Mizbeach, and therefore that was until half of the Mizbeach from the 10 Amos was Amos number 5. Mm-hmm. That was your Chutas Ikra, so that Mechitza only applied to in the Mishkan of Bismigdish, but didn't apply to your regular Bamas Yachid. And therefore, says Rashi, you don't have to worry about doing Lamala and Lamata. You can go and do the Zrika Sadam.
Everything is Lamata, because no one Barachatas and Abamas Yachid, and if you didn't bring Olas and Oaf, you didn't have anything Lamala anyway.
Yeah, but it means that you don't have to be medactic where you poured or where you threw your dam.
You can throw it at the top and not worry.
Exactly.
You didn't even have to have a shape of Mizbech. It could be Evan or Tzur.
Exactly.
Already, it's, it didn't matter. There was no...
It doesn't matter.
Flat could be like Riverside Drive on a... On a flat stone.
Whatever it was. But bottom line is that, yes, there was a Zrika, but it did not have to be Saviv, and it didn't have to be Lamal, it didn't have to be Lamata.
Thank you for answering my question.
Baruch Hashem. And we continue on. Richat Yidayim V'raglayim D'chziv U'Bekarvesam Ela Mizbeach HaMizbeach Yirchatzu, but not on a private bomb. Omer Mochama L'Shonel L'Kodshi B'Mektana V'Yikriven B'Mektana Avol B'Kodshi B'Mektana V'Dekarvinu B'Mekdoyla Yesh Chitzoy. What is Rabbi Bacham telling us over here? You have kochi b'mektana. What means kochi b'mektana? It means that you're makdish it al menas to bring it on your own private b'mektana, and then you attack a makrevin b'mektana. Therefore, all of these halachas do not apply, especially in the din of chitzur. Chitzur means the mizbeach that you have to do lamala lamata. Doesn't apply in b'mektana. Al bekochi b'mektana, you were makdish for the b'mektana, and then you decided to bring that oila or shlomim instead of your b'mektana. You decided, Rabbi Isai, we're going to take a trip. I'm going to sponsor the whole family. We're going to Yerushalayim, and we're going to bring it there.
To Noah Givon, or...
Okay, fine. Wherever the Bamek Doyle was, we're going to bring the Bamek Doyle. Yesh Chitza, then you have to be makbid on your Mechitza and bring the carbon properly. So since we're only talking about an Oilu Shlamim or all Lamata, do not even think about spritzing it on top. It's got to be down below. Moisiv Rabba, Sir Rabba Freit, Chod Vishoik, Trumas Lachmi Toida, Nehang the Kochi Bamek Doyla, Nehang the Kochi Bamek Tan. Limor quoted this already a couple of days ago. Limor is quoting it again. We're going to have a think tomorrow. Nochamul. Anyway, the Chod Vishoik belonged to the Kahanim. The Trumas Lachmi Toida also goes to the Koyim. But these are Noyim the Kochi Bamek Doyla. Now the fact that it says Nehang Bekotchi Bamikdoyla, Nehang Bekotchi Bamiktana sounds like it makes no difference where you are makrevit. The only difference is how you were makdish it. So if you were makdish for a Bamikdoyla, Lemushal, your carbon shlomim, or your carbon toida, and therefore on the Bamikdoyla you would have to go and give your chod v'shoik, and the toida you'd have to go and give your lachme toida. If it's kodshi b'mikdoyla, even though ultimately you brought it on your b'miktana, it's grandfathered in, as you said before, because you were makdish b'mikdoyla. And the same thing, if you were makdish it for a karm for b'miktana, even though ultimately you changed your mind and you brought it in, noy v'givoyin, or wherever you brought in the b'mikdoyla, makes no difference. You don't have to go and bring your lachma toide shaker because it was muktish for b'mektana. But didn't Rami Bar Chama say that's not important where it was muktish? If it's kodshi b'mektana, v'hikrivim b'mektana. I'm sorry. V'karvinu become b'mekidoyla yesh chitzui. By the fact that I'm sorry.
You have to give the coin their cut.
You have to give the coin their cut. Means that it is now governed by the status of the b'mekdoyla, even though you were makdish it for the b'mektana. But that doesn't sound like that from this brisa that Rabbah is bringing. It says if it's kotch b'mekdoyla, it's a b'mekdoyla. If it's kotch b'mektana, it's a b'mektana. And for the Imara, Ema changed the gears somewhat and say nehagin b'mekdoyla, v'nehagin b'mektana. Meaning, I don't really care where you were makdish it for originally. For the Bamek Doyla or the Bamek Tana. I'm only interested where you're bringing it. If you're makriv in the Bamek Doyla, the halachas of the Sheikot Chaz V'Shoik and the Lachmi Toyda, as well as the Chitzoy, will apply. However, it's a Bamek Tana, even though I was makdish of the Bamek Doyla, I don't care. You bring in the Bamek Tana, no Chitzoy Dinim, no Sheikot, no Chaz V'Shoik.
There's no coin. There can be no coin. It can be hedges.
Etc. etc. It could be Amri, another version, Nofa Ket. It's grandfathered in if it's a kochi b'mektana, even though you're makrim b'mektoyla, it has a dinim of a b'mektana. Ein chitzay. Lemesai, let's bring a right taka from that previous brisa. Chod v'shoik utrum islach v'toida. Noi hagin b'kodshe b'migdal. Ve'ein noi hagin b'kodshe b'migdal. They are not noi by the kodshe. Not talking about where we bring it. By the one that was Makdash of Abba Ketana. Oh, so that's what we just had according to this second version. What did Rabbi Muhammad say? However, I don't care where you're makrav it. It's Kodshi Abba Ketana Ein Chitzei. Oh, so that's what it's in the Brice. Word for word, like Rabbi Muhammad. Everyone is karai, like we said before. We just have to take out one word, the Kodshi, and therefore, now the Brice is just the opposite. They're not knowing if you're bringing it b'mekdoila. I don't care whether you are makdish it b'mektana b'mekdoila. If you're bringing it b'mekdoila, b'mekdoila rules.
Korban, and that's is governed by all the rules and regulations thereof.
Exactly, and the same thing with the b'mektana. So therefore, we have no raya ultimately from the brayso, no kasha, no raya to Rabbi Bracham. Exactly. Oplegin Rabbi Lazar. Ultimately, this is a machlokes Rabbi Lazar. The Rabbi Lazar. Oilas b'mas yochid. Shechnisa b'fnim. What happens? I dedicated an oila for b'mas yachid, and then I brought it b'fnim to go and bring it as a carbon inside, which I'm allowed to do, right? I'm allowed to bring oila shlom b'mas yachid, and I can bring it on the b'mas gedoyla. So I decide to bring the b'mas tzibur. You brought it inside. Oh, kol to mechitza the chol davar now becomes a b'mas gedoyla carbon and not a b'mas katana carbon. So therefore, that Rebbe Lazar stims with the original Rebbe Lazar, but doesn't stim with the second ikadiyami Rebbe Lazar. I'm not a Rabbi Lozer, but Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama said, "Lishon l'kodesh b'mek doyla, b'kodesh b'mek tana." I'm going to be kavenah b'mek doyla ein chitzoy. Why? Because it's called kodesh b'mek tana. So Rabbi Lozer says, once you enter into that realm of b'mek doyla inside the Azara or Bithnim, wherever that is,
you can't shake it off.
Again, go to mechitzas l'chol davar. Stop over here. Have a wonderful day. Wow. Sign tomorrow in the Masechta.